it's another swing and a miss for the so-called elite in Hollywood. Wouldn't know that, though, if you listen to the mainstream media. According to the media, the 2023 Oscars, they were a resounding success. We are back. Look at these ratings. Birthing persons throughout America have their arms wide open, begging us to embrace them with the special Hollywood woke hug. You might be wondering what the difference is between the traditional woke hug and the Hollywood woke hug. Out there in Hollywood, they prefer the method of triple finger insertion instead of the traditional dual finger. Before and after every Hollywood award show, which they seem to have these useless ceremonies about once a month now, but before and after, the mainstream media, they work tirelessly trying to change your perception of Hollywood and woke culture, trying to convince you that the myths are real, mythical misogyny does exist, trying to convince you that Jimmy the Kimmel is a real comedian, trying to convince women that worshiping the woke oak tree is the best way to obtain a set of nuts. I hate using cliches, but this particular cliche is true. Perception is reality. Most normal people have a negative perception of Hollywood, and for good reason. For years now, Hollywood has been politicized. Movies, they are no longer produced for entertainment. They are produced to propagandize and brainwash. It seems like Disney's made it their mission to illustrate the gender selection process to young Timmy. God made a mistake with you, Timmy. Watch as Cartoon Carl magically removes the Frankenbeans and transforms into beautiful Carla. It's really that simple, Timmy. You should try this at home. As Hollywood became more enlightened, as they became educated through the woke Bible and weekly services at Woke United Methodist, the gap began to widen between the Hollywood elites and normal people. As a result, normal people, they began tuning out in droves, and it was no different this year with the Oscars. But like I said, you wouldn't think that if you listen to the mainstream media. Headline at Variety: Oscars draw 18.7 million viewers, up 12% from last year. Headline at Deadline: Oscars viewership up 12% to 18.7 million viewers. Same thing in the Hollywood Reporter, along with a glowing review of one of the most boring award shows ever presented. The media is trying to brainwash us into thinking that Hollywood is back, but the majority of media outlets, they are conveniently leaving out the context. Before I show you what I'm talking about, let's take a break for a second and get to the sponsor of today's video, my friends at Patriots for Prosperity. We have been programmed to believe that throwing our money into a 401k is the best way to build wealth. All these so-called experts, they have convinced us that putting money in a qualified retirement plan is the best decision for us. It seems to me the banks are benefiting the most. They have your money locked away for decades, and if you ever want to access your money too soon, you get penalized. Luckily, there is a better option available. Have you guys ever wondered where the super wealthy keep their money? Guys like Walt Disney, JCPenney, even Donald Trump? They use what my friends at Patriots for Prosperity call the Liberty Asset. Been around for over 150 years, never failed to turn a profit. Instead of having the bank's best interest in mind, my friends over at Patriots for Prosperity have your best interest in mind. They will help you find the best place to store your wealth. And the best part is, you always have access to your money and it grows tax-free. I will be using the Liberty Asset and the Infinite Banking Concept, and the gentleman over at Patriots for Prosperity will guide me along the way. I encourage you guys to do the same. Go to www.thelibertyasset.com/behindtheline or click the link in the description below to see if the Liberty Asset is right for you. Okay, ratings for the Oscars up 12%. That's great, right? Context is king. Ratings are up 12% over the near record lows from last year, which were up 38% from the record low set in 2021. 18.7 million sounds like a good number, but it is absolutely god-awful when you compare it to historical ratings. Check it out for yourself. From 2010 to 2020, the Oscars averaged 35 million viewers. Last 3 years, they're averaging just over 15 million. the 2023 Oscars' third least watched on record. Now, this is equivalent to the NBA bragging about their ratings growth for the NBA Finals last year. Yes, ratings for the 2022 NBA Finals were up 20%. Yes, they represented a three-year high. But when you look at the context, the 2022 NBA Finals, one of the least watched in league history. I don't consider growth from nothing to almost nothing to be an accomplishment. Now, I wish I could sit here and tell you that the 2023 Oscars was a dedication to wokeness, but it really wasn't. It seemed like Hollywood was on a mission to be as uncontroversial and as unentertaining as they could be. But the Oscars did show how out of touch Hollywood is with normal people. The first mistake they made was asking Jimmy Kimmel to host the show. What in the hell is going on with this obsession with Jimmy the Kimmel? When you're looking for a host for an award show, you want someone with natural charisma. You want someone who possesses the ability to be naturally funny. You want someone normal people can relate to. Jimmy Kimmel is none of those things. If you needed someone to host the Covey Award, someone to honor the legacy of the fake Dr. Fauci, Jimmy Kimmel's your guy. If you're trying to appeal to normal people, you would be better off hiring a constipated baboon than hiring Jimmy Kimmel. His opening monologue set the tone for the entire show, because his opening monologue proved how much Hollywood doesn't get it. They just don't get it. They really believe the rest of us are concerned with feelings. They really believe normal people are easily offended. We're not. Going into the show, comedy writers, they had come up with hard-hitting material addressing the transition of Will to Wilma that took place at the Oscars last year. Unfortunately, we didn't get to hear them. Why? Because Jimmy the Kimmel, along with producers, they decided to remove them. We didn't want to be too hard on Wilma Smith. We had to consider his feelings. We didn't feel like it was our place to exploit that traumatic situation. That should be on Chris Rock, not on us. Oh yeah? Well, if Chris Rock should be making the jokes, why in the hell is he not hosting the show? If Jimmy the Kimmel is afraid to tell controversial jokes, what the hell's he doing on stage? I bet if the jokes were about Donald Trump, he would be willing to tell them. If I had to guess, Jimmy was afraid to go after two black men because he would be accused of mythical racism. Instead of going with the comedic jokes, Jimmy the Kimmel went with this instead. Watch for yourself.
We have strict policies in place. If anyone in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech. No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Five Irish actors are nominated tonight, which means the odds of another fight on stage just went way up.
No wonder ratings for his show on ABC continue floating around in the pooper. This dude absolutely sucks. If Chris Rock wasn't available for comedic relief, they should have aired live footage from the WNBA dunk. At least airball dunks are reliable for a good laugh. The most controversial incident at the Oscars, it was the acceptance speech given by Michelle Yao. Now, I'm sure I am mispronouncing her name. I'm also sure I could give a fuck less. She was on stage to accept the award for the film Everything Everywhere All at Once. KC, what is that? I've never heard of it. Yeah, me either. If you're like me, you haven't been to a movie theater in over a decade. I have no idea what movies Hollywood produces today. Now, this particular movie, it's about a Chinese-American immigrant family who runs a laundromat business. The family's being audited by the IRS. Now, I'm sure you can understand now why this film was honored at the Oscars. The movie included two of Hollywood's favorite ingredients for a long session of wanker spanking: a sympathetic Chinese family, evil white American government. For all I know, this could be a great movie. And I have nothing against Michelle Yao, but when this minor comment is the most entertaining moment coming out of your awards show, you have a serious problem. Michelle Yao took a moment during her speech to take a slice out of Don's lemons. Watch for yourself.
And ladies, don't let anybody tell you you are ever past your prime. Never give up.
Ooh, how controversial. She really took a big slice out of the lemon there. This was also so original. I mean, it's not like we have yet to see another woman take Don Lemon's comments about Nikki Haley completely out of context. There were a couple of things I thought were strange about the Oscars. The first was Brendan Fraser winning an award for The Whale. All of a sudden, the mainstream media is praising Brendan Fraser for his performance. The same media that was accusing him of fatism last summer. Casey, what is fatism? I don't know. I had to make it up. I didn't know how else to describe the criticism Brendan Fraser was receiving for portraying Lizzo. All that seems to be forgiven now, though. Brendan Fraser, no longer guilty of fatism, now he's a celebrated actor experiencing a resurgence of his career. Now, the second thing I thought was strange was Top Gun being completely shafted. Top Gun was nominated for 6 Oscars, only won 1 for Best Sound. If I had to guess, the only reason they won that award is because Hollywood is obsessed with Lady Gigi or whatever the hell her name is. Top Gun was passed over for the top award at the Oscars for that movie Michelle Yao starred in. Clearly, Hollywood does not care what America thinks. Top Gun was universally praised by normal people. Grossed over $1 billion at the box office. That movie with Michelle Yao, Everything, Everywhere, I Just Saw a Masturbating Bear, grossed over $100 million. Now you tell me, which movie had a bigger impact? The answer is obvious. If I had to guess, and this is pure speculation on my part, but if I had to guess, Hollywood was hesitant to award Top Gun because the movie was pro-America. The movie was the antithesis of everything else Hollywood represents. If the goal was to produce a show without controversy and without any semblance of entertainment, Hollywood succeeded. These award shows, they have lost all relevance. And to be honest with you, I think Hollywood in general has lost relevance. I don't think Hollywood has anywhere close to the impact on our culture that they used to have. What do you think? Also, what are your thoughts on the 2023 Oscars? Hell, did any of you guys even watch? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.